Hello, VoiceTubers!
Welcome to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. This is your host, Siri.
And Victoria. Breaking news. Unfortunately, this is my last episode with you guys. I will be working on a new project for VoiceTube, so won't be hosting Pronunciation Challenge anymore. I'm not entirely sure if I will miss hosting or not, but I will miss all the participants here, so I will try to come back and leave comments every now and then.
Don't cry, Victoria.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Anyways, please don't miss me too much. I hope you guys can improve your English speaking skills every day. Back to our topic for today. When Siri first came out, everyone was hyped about this new personal assistant thing.
Tell me about it.
Most of the time, Siri is very cooperative.
Of course.
Yet, in some situations, there's some questions that you should just never ask or say to Siri. It's for your own sake.
Bring it on.
Find out what I meant by watching the video. Remember, you can find our video on our app and website. So feel free to click on the links below. Siri, why don't you take it away from here?
Let's get to the sentence of the day.
Sentence of the day is... Jokes aside, the age question either puts off Siri or it has a great sense of humor. Whatever it is, the answers are brutal. Alright guys, now pay attention to the pronunciation. The first word is either. 那 either 它其实是有两种念法的, 是 either or either 都可以。 然后呢, 有个连音的地方就是 and 跟 off, 可以连音变成 and off。 然后 humor 这个单字呢, 注意一下它的 h 还有 u, 中间有一个 y 的音, 就是 humor, humor。 千万不要念成 humor, OK? 然后另外一个连音的地方就是 it is, 可以念成 it is, it is, 记住是一个 z 的音,有声子音 z。 好的,那我们进入我们的 vocabulary section number one, brutal. Brutal 其实是个形容词, 它是个C1的字哦, 它的意思就是野蛮的,残忍的,或者是兽性的。 And so this is my sentence. It's quite brutal the way you broke it off with your ex-boyfriend. That dude must be traumatized. 你跟你前男友分手的方式还蛮残忍的。这位老兽应该很受创吧? So traumatized means 精神受创, okay? Please break it off with your boyfriends easily or break it off with your girlfriends easily. Please don't make them traumatized, okay? Number two, put off. It is a phrasal verb. 它有两种意思, 第一个就是 to annoy someone, 使人觉得烦或反感。 第二种意思呢,就是 to delay something, 推迟某事。 那本日的句子中的 put off 就是第一个意思, 自私或使什么什么反感的意思。 So this is my sentence. When I saw so many red marks on my health check results, it just puts me off. 当我看到我的健检报告满满的红字时，让我很反感。希望大家都很健康，不要真的很多红字。我确实没有什么红字啦，我只是在造句，OK？ Number three, which is sense of humor. Sense of humor 其实是个B1的字，它是幽默感。那中文常常说归属感啊、成就感、安全感，都可以用 sense of 去表达。 Sense of belonging 就是归属感， Sense of accomplishment 就是成就感， Sense of security 就是安全感。 So this is my example sentence. Victoria thinks on top of all the traits to find a compatible boyfriend is that he needs to have a good sense of humor. Also, he needs to provide a sense of security. Victoria 觉得 在所有找适合的男友条件上，一定要有幽默感。然后呢，他也必须可以提供安全感。对，这就是top two. And that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I think it is certain that Siri has improved over the time since Apple has first introduced him or, you know, her to the world.
Of course, all AI must improve to meet the needs of your incompetency.
Sometimes I feel like Siri is useless, no offense.
None taken.
But it just really depends on how you use it or ask the right questions. Am I right, Siri?
You are absolutely correct.
All right, guys. Have a good day. and I'll see you when I see you. Bye-bye.